What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, May 1st, 2017. Mayday, mayday, mayday. With all that that entails, there's all kinds of marches and demonstrations and parades all around the world, not just in Russia. And a lot of them are really more protests than anything else, where people are getting very, very concerned about all that's going on in the world. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to start off the program today with a little bit of a public apology, because recently I'd been getting all kinds of email from readers of whatreallyhappened.com saying that their antivirus was saying that there's malware and all the rest of it, and I wasn't seeing it here. Of course, I got good security here, and I'm paying to have a service actually scan my server several times a day to make sure that nobody's broken on in to plant malware. But as it turns out, it was in the ads, and I had gone to my advertisers and I said, please make sure you're not serving up any adware. And it turns out this is one of the biggest malware hacks in history, and it does involve Google's DoubleClick and Zito, who is one of our advertisers, where somebody got in to DoubleClick and planted a lot of malware that has infected millions and millions of computers. And so I'm apologizing to all of my readers. I certainly didn't know it was happening. It wasn't coming technically from my server, but because I advertised with Zito, you have been exposed. So crank on out your security scanners and run a scan on all your machines right now. And we're looking at, I mean, websites like the Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post, were among the websites serving up the malicious advertisements, according to Jerome Segura, who's a senior security researcher with Malwarebytes. And so, you know, they got on through here. Now, the only good thing that is coming out of this is we're talking about a huge loss of revenue to Google, because they've had to shut down their DoubleClick. In fact, a lot of websites that are still trying to reference those ads are getting timeout errors, and that's slowing everything down as well. But it represents a major loss of revenue, and maybe finally the government will sit up and take notice that cybercrime is more than just a trivial concern for those of us who are home computer users, and maybe they'll finally agree to actually do something about it. But it was literally millions of users who were on this thing, and it apparently has been happening for a few days. And so to everybody who wrote me, and I wrote back saying it's not my server, it wasn't my server, but it was Google. And so check all your systems there. All right, let's get on to the regular news and what we're seeing here. North Korea continues to be a problem. And we are seeing all kinds of situations. There's an article that came out of, hang on just a second, Zero Hedge. The North Korean nightmare continues. And it is a nightmare, especially for us here in Hawaii. Now, I will grant you, North Korea's recent missile tests make it look like they don't work. But over the weekend, I actually found a database of all North Korea's missile tests. And these are brand new missiles, so of course they're going to test them. They actually have a very high success rate, certainly higher than that cruise missile attack by Donald Trump into Syria. So they do have some working rockets, and some of them can reach here. And Claire and I were noticing as we're going around talking to our friends here, everybody is very, very concerned about this. And they're all very angry that the U.S. government is continuing to provoke North Korea with all these flotillas or armadas off their coast and rattling of sabers, because they all understand North Korea has no reason to attack the United States other than the continual threats coming from the United States. Now, Tillerson is out there threatening North Korea, and basically was addressing the Security Council last Friday, and said that all of the well-intentioned diplomatic efforts to halt North Korea's nuclear program have failed, It is only by first dismantling them that there can be peace, stability, economic prosperity for all of Northeast Asia. Now, I have two concerns with that. Look at all these other nations the United States government has stuck their nose into over the last two decades. Do you see peace? Do you see stability? Do you see prosperity? No. Me neither. It's been an absolute disaster. And if they go in with a military strike to get North Korea's nuclear weapons, it is guaranteed they're not going to get them all. Because I'm sure by now Kim Jong-un is dispersing his working nuclear weapons to other locations in order to prevent them from being attacked. Speaking of attacked, my server is under attack again by the children. Now, McMaster is out there saying the U.S. must be prepared for military operations in North Korea. So they're out there. The war is on. The war is definitely on, and it could easily spiral out of control. McMaster is out there saying North Korea is openly in defiance of the international community. They've used that argument before in a lot of other countries that were just minding their own business. They said that about Saddam Hussein. They keep saying it now about Syria. They're saying it about, it's one of the stock excuses for this country to go to war against countries that have not, in fact, attacked us. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And so McMaster's is out there rattling the sabers, making stink face at the North Koreans. And it's making the rest of the world very, very nervous. They're trying to sort of get us used to the idea war is coming. You might as well get used to it and stop, you know, stop opposing it. Get on board the war agenda. The war is great. And we're certainly seeing it all over the corporate media. They're out there just pounding war on North Korea, war on North Korea. They're bad. We're good. And by the way, I noticed over the weekend looking at a lot of TV channels and shows, there's a lot of Russia bashing that's going on. That's ramping up. It is just absolutely insane out there. Now, Japan has deployed one of their warships to support the U.S. Armada and has authorized necessary use of weapons for the first time since World War II. Following World War II, Japan basically said, we don't want nuclear weapons. We don't want weapons at all other than defensive. But now they're starting to project power again. Now, John McCain came out with a very interesting observation. He's saying that the nuclear standoff with North Korea is very much like the Cuban Missile Crisis in slow motion. And it is rather interesting that McCain would make that linkage, because the Cuban Missile Crisis was triggered by the U.S. government's placing of nuclear missiles in Turkey to threaten the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union responded by putting nuclear missiles in Cuba. So we have here the U.S. government threatening not just North Korea, but every other country on Earth. And that's what's causing these countries to try and build or buy or somehow acquire nuclear weapons to deter an invasion. And that's what North Korea wants. North Korea has a very strong memory of what it's like to have the U.S. come on in and blow things up from the Korean War. And they've been hearing nothing but belligerent talk from the United States for the last several years. They have a justifiable expectation that the U.S. is coming to invade them. And the only thing that will stop the United States from doing that is a nuclear deterrent. And that's why the rush is on. So, apparently our chief of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, is now in South Korea meeting with his South Korean counterpart. It's an internal meeting to discuss North Korea, and they maybe probably are discussing North Korea, but they may also be discussing interfering with South Korea's election, because on May 9th, South Koreans go to the poll, and the candidate who is leading in the polls right now does not want the United States in South Korea. He's a supporter of the Sunshine Policy. He has already openly said if he wins the presidency of South Korea, he's going to extend the hand of friendship across that DMZ to North Korea and say, let's reconcile, let's tone it down. Nobody wants another Korean War. Let's talk reunification, which is what they were talking about by about 5 years ago before the U.S. got in and meddled with that one. So the CIA may be going over there to try and mess with their elections to make sure their war hawk candidate gets elected. Catherine Austin Fitz, in a recent interview, is saying North Korea is on the same list as Wesley Clark's seven countries in 5 years, and the reason is bringing about the one world currency. See, that's the payoff for a one world government, a one world currency loaned into circulation at interest by a single global private central bank. That's what they're aiming for, to turn the entire human race into permanent debt slaves. Another article, this is from Information Clearinghouse, what the corporate media never tells you about North Korea. And it goes on back saying, walk a mile in their moccasins, or whatever it is they wear over there. How many times has the U.S. threatened to use nuclear weapons against North Korea? They actually considered doing it during the height of the Korean War. North Korea has repeatedly asked the United States to engage in bilateral talks to cool off the escalation. The offer was flatly rejected by both Obama and Donald Trump. How do you resolve differences if nobody's willing to talk, if one side is not willing to talk? No dialogue, no peace. Now, the corporate media is out there saying Kim Jong-un is the one who's being unreasonable. You can't negotiate with him. And they're aiming toward a war. Now, according to the Straits Times, they are reporting that North Korea is saying that they could go ahead with their sixth nuclear test at any time. And maybe this came from North Korea. If so, it was a very reckless and provocative thing to do. Or they may set off some conventional explosions underground that create a little tiny shockwave and then say, oh, gee, our test failed. Just like that last missile test failed. To sort of underscore the fact that the U.S. is going completely hysterical over what is not really all that big a deal. They can't get their rockets up into the air. They can't get the bombs to explode. I would not be concerned if Kim Jong-un is looking for a way to defuse the situation without his personally having to back down and lose face. And having a bunch of test failures gives him that safety hatch. So, another article. This is from AntoniusAquinas.com. Why is North Korea being so unreasonable? Why hasn't Kim Jong-un responded with open arms and shouts of joy for what Uncle Sam wants? And maybe it's because North Korea not only has firsthand knowledge of U.S. diplomacy, but it can point to the grisly consequences that happen to regimes that do not have nuclear capabilities when they fall out of favor with Washington warmongers, such as Serbia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, as some recent examples. And North Korea does not have to look around the globe for what the United States does to nations who do not have nuclear deterrence. And they can recall events which took place not so far away. For more than a decade, the United States government pulverized Vietnam. And despite all the destruction and the mass murder, it was to no avail, except, of course, to make the arms manufacturers rich and the American citizens poor, as well as 60,000 of them dead. So. Now, over in Syria, government troops have launched a new offensive in eastern Homs. The 5th Assault Corps and the National Defense Forces, supported by Russian air power, began an operation against ISIS in the eastern Homs countryside. By Monday, earlier today, government forces retook the villages of Jabab Hamad, Kadmuria, Jabad Hamad Rajim al-Kasir, Rajim Durgam, al-Rajim al-Ali, al-Rajim al-Madraji, the al-Ilam Hill, and the Turks Hill. They're making huge, huge progress along that. The Syrian army is on the verge of capturing al-Nusra's key bastion in eastern Damascus. So that is not going well at all. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm just curious, do you think there's any validity to this starving of the North Koreans? I mean, we've been propagandized in the past from mainstream media. I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm hearing they're eating grass and bark. Have you looked into any of this?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't have any actual ground truth on that. But over the weekend, I was using Google Earth to look at North Korea, in particular the naval base where the Goray submarine is deployed, some of their missile launch facilities, and I couldn't help but noticing North Korea seems to have a very strong middle class. There were a lot of very nice homes I could see on those satellite images. So,
right.
You know, and again, we've been lied to about every single country the U.S. government wants to invade. Oh, they're suffering under cruel dictatorship. They're this, they're that, so forth and so on. So I would not at all be surprised if we're being lied to about what's going on in North Korea. When I was talking to some people over the weekend, they talk about, oh, that Kim Jong-un, you know, what's he thinking? And I just keep saying one thing. Everything you think you know about North Korea and Kim Jong-un is being told to you by the same people who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons.
Yeah. I tell you, man, if we could just get the general public to understand that every country we've invaded and overthrown was off the teat of the central bank. I mean, this is such part and parcel to the whole matter. And I'm kind of just at the point where I believe we are going to war with them. It's a foregone conclusion. It's time to stock up on essentials and just hunker down. I mean, I think now is we're in the phase where we need to start planning ahead for this, for the worst case scenario, instead of just sitting back and watching it happen.
Even NBC News is out there now. Now they're saying it's a good thing to be a prepper, and you got to start thinking about how you're going to survive a nuclear attack. And it's insane out there. They're really moving forward on all of this stuff. And Paul Craig Roberts is out there with these very alarming bits of information he's getting from the contacts he still has within the U.S. government. We'll be talking about that in a
little bit. Yeah, hey, real quick. There's a really good documentary on Netflix about North Korea, and there's a dissident from Spain, and he became a citizen, and it was, you know, maybe somewhat of a puff piece, but man, that things looked really good there. And I think North Korea really does have a legitimate fear of the United States. I mean, based on our history and all the horrific things we've done to other countries, don't give up your nukes. I mean, that's really the message. Don't give up your defensive weapons, and just, you know, U.S. seems to be cowardice in that regard. Only after we disarm a country do we have the cojones to go in there and destroy them, you know?
Yeah, that was Saddam's big mistake. He surrendered all of his weapons of mass destruction to the United Nations, and then he got invaded anyway.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All righty, story coming out of Global Research. They are supporting this with video. U.S. armored vehicles arrive in northern Syria. Is it an invasion? Now, as I reported earlier, the Syrian forces have regained the initiative against the U.S.-backed terrorists, and they're taking away territory. And so the U.S. government isn't ready to give up in Syria. They see it as a necessary stepping stone to the much longed-for war in Iran. And as a matter of fact, we have a very alarming story coming out of Fars News that the White Helmets may be preparing another false flag operation similar to Idlib. And this is coming out of people who live in that area, and they're watching the White Helmets, and there are certain things that they do ahead of one of these false flags, and they're going through those same motions again. These are people who've seen it happen before, and they're saying they're getting ready to do it again. So it's tragic for all those people, and for the American people as well. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we're talking about the White Helmets, who have been lauded as these humanitarians, and they had a movie which won an Academy Award, and these are supposed to be the good guys. But we are getting this report from people at the scene that the White Helmets have been spotted before setting up these false flags, and they're going through those same actions again. Now, an article from Activist Post is reporting that photos from Syria are showing that the White Helmets are actually al-Nusra and al-Qaeda. It's all the same group of people. They just put on the helmet and the glove, and they go out and they pose for the cameras. And I understand they get about $2,000 each for every one of these videos that they make. It's all deception. The first casualty in war is the truth. Now, story coming out of the Free Thought Project. The U.S. is repeating the same war crime in Syria that starved 500,000 children to death in Iraq. They're imposing sanctions and a blockade to starve the people into surrendering. That is a war crime, by the way. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. U.S.-led airstrikes on ISIS have killed 352 civilians, says the Pentagon, and they regret it. They feel really bad. Please look at our frowny face. But monitoring group Air Wars is saying that the number is at least 3,000 civilians killed by these U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria and Iraq. They're bombing so many people. Trump is actually running out of bombs. This is coming out of Patriot Rising. They've used up the stockpiles. They're running out of bombs, which is good news for all the bomb makers like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and Boeing. Not so good for the civilians. Those bombs keep hitting. Not so good for the American taxpayers who are being forced to pay for all this mass murder. Now, the other day I was talking about the difficulties of having three players in a war as opposed to two sides, the good guys and the bad guys, and how the Kurds were supposed to be our allies and Turkey is supposed to be our ally. And yet Turkey and the Kurds are at each other's throat. And so we're looking at this article out of the news, antiwar.com, where tensions are starting to grow between the U.S. and Turkey along that Syrian border. And remember last week they'd sent in a bunch of troops there at a jump-off point to look like they were going to carve off a little buffer zone, a safe zone, to begin the Balkanization of Syria. Turkish President Erdogan says he's deeply saddened to see the U.S. flag flying alongside terrorists from the Kurdish YPG. It says he intends to demand President Trump stop supporting the Kurds in an upcoming White House visit. It says this needs to be stopped right now. Well, that is going to be very, very difficult to do because part of the long-term plan for that part of the world is the creation of a Kurdistan by carving chunks out of Syria, Turkey, and Iraq. See, the plan is to take the big Middle Eastern countries and turn them into little Middle Eastern countries that are easier to bully and push around. Now, interestingly enough, down in Yemen, Al-Qaeda is actually fighting right alongside the U.S. forces and the Saudi-backed militia. So, in one country, they're our enemy, we think, we've been told. In the other country, they're working on our side. Now, there's an interesting story out of Global Research. They're declaring Yemen is now the graveyard where empires come to die, and they're reporting that sources inside Riyadh are saying the Saudi government has already admitted defeat. They cannot take control of Yemen. They can't slap those Yemeni people back into accepting a foreign puppet ruler. So we're probably going to see a direct military intervention by the United States, your kids, your money, of course. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and then we're going to be talking about Russia when we get on back. So back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. We're going to start with a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, I'm wondering, with Donald Trump, with all his flip-flops since he's become president, I wonder what his campaign in 2020 is going to look like. What's his message going to be? I do know this. He's going to wear a hat. His new hat is going to say, "Make America and the World Great Again."
Yeah, could very well be.
Because he's a nationalist and a globalist.
Well, yeah. At this point, I don't see how Trump could even consider winning a second term in the White House without massive election fraud to keep him in there. As far as I'm concerned, he shot his own second term in office down with that cruise missile attack on Syria.
Absolutely. And Mike, I wanted to get to Syria, but first, some of your callers. they've said in recent days or last week how they were Bernie Sanders supporters, and you know, if they had the chance to vote for him, they would have voted for him. Would it have been any different if Bernie Sanders was in the White House? There's a deep state, people. They would have been controlling him as well.
You're absolutely right. At this point, I think the lesson we're taking away from the 2016 election is it doesn't matter who we vote into the White House. The control of the nation is in private hands, unaccountable hands, unelected hands, and they see their best fortunes as a new global war is where they're taking us.
And, Mike, on Syria, these people are insane. They've been after Syria since the 1950s. There's an excellent video on the Vineyard of the Sakers website, and talks about, it's about a half-hour video, talks about how the U.S. and the Europeans have been after Syria since the 1950s. And you know what? Eisenhower, I mean, everyone points to his speech, the military-industrial complex speech, but he was no angel either. I mean, look at the coups against Guatemala, Iran, and this activity in Syria happened under Eisenhower, under Ike. So
yes.
He was no angel as well.
Or maybe he was controlled by outside forces even all the way back. We don't know when this began, where our presidents were being controlled. We do know that Kennedy strained at the leash and he was killed for it.
Right. I mean, Eisenhower did have the Dulles brothers to deal with, so perhaps they were controlling him. They and their Wall Street clients. So that's all I have. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We know that this kind of back-channel control over the presidency goes back at least to Roosevelt, because when Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler blew the whistle on the planned coup by the Wall Street bankers against Roosevelt, Roosevelt couldn't do anything about it. The bankers simply said, you arrest any one of us, we will crash your economy and we'll blame it on your New Deal. And Roosevelt was not able to do anything about the coup d'etat attempt until World War II officially broke out, at which point he nailed quite a few of these people under the Trading with the Enemies Act. So, yeah, our elections may have been an illusion going all the way back, not just to World War II, but World War I. We don't really know. In fact, it may go all the way back to the founding of that Federal Reserve, because certainly they were able to constrain Woodrow Wilson into signing the bill, and he, in his own writings years later, he said how much he regretted it, that he had, in effect, destroyed his own country and all that it stood for. All right, getting back to the present day here, story coming out of Global Research, Cold War 2.0, the Golden Cut, there will be no Russophobia reset. And basically, at the very least, they're playing the same scam on the American people they did back in the 1950s and the 1960s. The Soviet Union is the evil empire. We have to just take all your money and build weapons to hold away a Russian invasion or a Soviet invasion. By the way, the Soviets never actually tried to invade. It was, again, back then, the U.S. that was encroaching on territory all over the place. Now, earlier I mentioned Paul Craig Roberts. Last week, he came out with an article saying that his sources still within the U.S. government are saying there is a serious plan underway to launch a first strike nuclear attack on Russia. And the theory is that the Russians will be so afraid of a second strike, they will not dare retaliate. Whoever came up with that little gem does not know the Russian mindset, personality, and Lavrov's already come on back and said, yeah, if we're attacked, we will attack back. Well, according to the latest article, apparently this plan also expands to China. And it's insane, it's reckless, it's irresponsible, and this is what Washington, D.C. is doing. Now, all these people who think nuclear war is winnable, from their point of view, it's at least survivable. They have all their taxpayer-funded bunkers. There's Mount Weather. There's the Greenbrier. There's a whole bunch of them all over the place. They've been building new underground bunkers all over the country going back to the 1990s. Heavy construction. And that's where they'll ride it out. Now, you who paid for it all, don't bother going up and knocking on the door. You will not be allowed in. It will be a drastic depopulation of the Earth. And they may decide in the nuclear war to use neutron bombs, which are specifically designed to kill people but not cause much damage to the real estate, that being the item of value that they're after. There is only one problem with a neutron bomb. Neutrons are the one atomic particle that can turn other materials into being radioactive isotopes. And so there's still going to be a horrendous cleanup problem for somebody to deal with here. Article coming out of shtfplan.com, the relentless push towards war. What could possibly go wrong? How about everything? And that is the real concern. Once this thing gets going, nobody is really in control. The lives of every human being on Earth are in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And right now, with the exception of Vladimir Putin, they'd all look pretty good in a straitjacket at this point. I mean, I can't imagine that they really want a nuclear war, but maybe that's their answer to overpopulation and bad infrastructure and everybody wanting stuff. We'll just kill them all off and start it all over again. Remember those Georgia Guidestones? Say the Earth's population should be no more than 500 million globally. Now, here's another article. This is from Information Clearinghouse, and it has a very telling headline. Do Americans have no shame? And it says, Americans have a lot of nerve complaining about outside meddling in our politics from Russia. At the same time, they're okay with Israel doing it. And the U.S. government has violated the sovereign rights of much of the planet. Americans owe the world heartfelt acts of contrition. Actually, it's the U.S. government that owes the world acts of contrition. There ought to be a march of apology of everybody in the U.S. government and the war machine to people in Grenada, Haiti, Honduras, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Libya, everywhere. The U.S. government is the aggressor in this new rush to a world war. We're the bad guys. I know you don't want to hear it. We're the bad guys here. NATO has just announced that they're going to boost their presence and prolong the training mission in Afghanistan. They don't want to admit they're having to arm up the place because they can't get it under control. No, it's just a training mission. We're sending those soldiers up there to train on how to guard and protect the poppy fields and train them on how to handle large sacks of raw opium. And when necessary, we're going to train them to shoot the Taliban. It's all just training, really. Apparently, Macedonian nationalists have stormed the parliament to hold on to power. We're seeing that country go through what appears to be another Soros-sponsored color revolution. And it's getting very, very violent over there as well. And it's rather interesting because it was only a month ago that Macedonia started to outlaw all of Soros' non-governmental organizations in that country. A lot of countries are starting to do that. Russia's banned them. I think Belgium and Hungary have banned it. They don't want any part of this stuff anymore. Now then, a little bit of news. Apparently, President Trump has been told that Justice Anthony Kennedy is going to resign or retire from the Supreme Court, meaning Trump will have an opportunity to pick a second judge for the Supreme Court. And Kennedy was appointed by Ronald Reagan. He's a conservative centrist, and very often he has been the deciding vote in many of the cases. So we'll see where that's going to go and what kind of a fight we'll have in Congress over the confirmation. Now then, Donald Trump has declared today, May 1st, to be Loyalty Day, to remind Americans to never question the government, to just hug your government officials and do as you're told here. Now, for anybody from the Trump White House who's listening to this show, loyalty cannot be demanded. It has to be earned. And loyalty is a two-way street. Donald Trump has a lot of nerve asking for loyalty from we the American people when he has already proven himself very disloyal to every voter who supported him. So, now then, this is very alarming. This is being reported in The Independent over in Great Britain. Donald Trump is now blaming the U.S. Constitution for all the problems he's encountered during his first 100 days in office. In an interview with Fox News to mark the milestone, Donald Trump called the system of checks and balances on power archaic. This is right back when George Bush was saying the Constitution's just a blankety-blank piece of paper. Trump went on to say it's a very rough system, it's an archaic system, and it's really a bad thing for the country. We have a president who's already talking, despite his oath of office. He wants to get rid of the Constitution now. Amazing. Now, another report says the president is eyeing changes to the press laws, and this is in response to some of the outright falsehoods that have appeared in the corporate media. And the president wants to make changes to the libel laws, which would then allow lawsuits to be filed against the corporate media for publishing fake news about people. And some people may say this sounds like a really good thing. Certainly the corporate media is saying it's restricting freedom of the press. Well, something you need to remember about that First Amendment. The First Amendment does not exist to protect lies and liars. It exists to protect the truth from the retaliation of the liars. And I think back to that Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit where these two reporters lost the case on appeal when the judge said there is no law that requires the corporate media to tell the truth to anybody. And that any employee who refuses to lie when told to do so can legally be fired for cause. I think we need a law like that. Everyone's screaming about fake news this, fake news that. I would think that, yeah, having some laws that constrain the corporate media to report the truth might not be a tremendously bad idea at this point. Apparently, at one of the May Day rallies, there was a liberal had a T-shirt showing ISIS beheading Donald Trump, reminding us all how the liberals are so peaceful and progressive and love Trump's hate. It was not well received. Now, here is a very telling story. The Antifa thugs have put out a video on Twitter demanding that George Soros pay them for their services. They're saying the payment is overdue. It's further confirmation. This Democrat terror group is funded by George Soros. He's trying to kick up chaos, a color revolution in this country here. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. John in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A minor objection to start when you say U.S. is the bad guy and U.S. should pay reparations to the rest of the world. I'm not up for being under the yoke that Germany's been under because the Holocaust was a hoax. You know, I think this country has been wound up by Israel, controlled by the AIPAC groups or whatever. So I'm not going to sign up for that program.
Well, before you go forward, you've caught me on something, and I've been chastised by this a lot in the email. I'm trying to make a point of always saying the U.S. government, as opposed to the U.S. and the American people, because it really is the U.S. government that is causing this, and the U.S. government should pay for it.
Well, and that's why I want to keep analyzing this whole thing. Like you mentioned, the Antifa and the alt-right and all these people having these groups. That Lauren Southern person, she has gone from Berkeley from Tuesday. She's in Paris, France now. They're trying to have this whole white uprising crap. It would seem to me that they don't care about what's happening in Syria and all these other things. I'm not getting anything out of the alt-right that they want to get rid of the U.S. government for being this immoral, used military of Israel to achieve Israel's world dominance goals or whatever it is. These people have to be contained. Everybody wants to trash on Antifa, but it's kind of like, what is the alt-right doing? Who is this Lauren Southern person? She's been on Fox News already? She was on Gutfeld's show? This woman's a rising star, and she goes out and gives a 90-second speech in Berkeley, and she's this big hero of the alt-right, and they're promoting Trump. Most of those people are promoting Trump, and you've realized that Trump is just another figurehead under the deep state.
Yeah, and I would be willing to wager that his talk about getting rid of the Constitution did not actually occur to him. I think somebody fed him that, the same people who fed that idea to George Bush. But as far as I'm concerned, any government that is not perfectly in compliance with that Constitution is neither legal nor legitimate. And we do not owe them our loyalty or our obedience, and certainly not the lives of our children.
Yeah, if okay. The alt-right movement is not an anti-war movement, it's suspect to me. That's my point.
I agree with you on that one. John, we're going to have to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get nowhere. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I emailed you this morning, and I just wanted to touch bases with it. There's a movie tonight from Independent Lens called National Bird. It's on PBS, and evidently three whistleblowers have come forward to break their silence around one of the most controversial issues of our time, the U.S. secret U.S. drone war. So I just wanted to throw that out to you and remind your listeners on PBS tonight. Set your recorders if you can't watch it live, but it's called National Bird on PBS.
All right, excellent. Well, National Bird, PBS, yeah, we'll take a look at that.
All right, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And let's see, we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I have a philosophical question to ask everybody in the audience, but you, obviously, as well. And that is, what we have, obviously, is a government that openly proclaims, the right to kill its own citizens, that openly proclaims the right to imprison us without a trial, to torture us, that has slipped all bonds with the Constitution, publicly proclaims the Constitution as meaning nothing, is not constrained even by budgets or anything else, and is threatening nuclear war and bombing how many countries all over the world that we're not legally at war with. The philosophical question is, At what point do we take matters into our own hands and take them before they take us?
I am hearing that from so many people right now, and it is a situation I had hoped to avoid. I still don't like the idea of a violent uprising, but it does feel like one could easily come. Because everybody I'm talking to, they're just angry over what's going on, where the government is just out there acting like an imperial power. They're treating the American people with the same disdain that they treat the people in the countries being invaded. If you look around at our rapidly deteriorating society, the infrastructure, or the standard of living is almost in free fall at this point. And a lot of people are really reaching the breaking point. There's a lot of anger out there. We're seeing a lot of symptoms of a general depression. And all the depression is repressed anger. And when it breaks free, there's going to be a lot of unhappiness. And I can't think of a way to prevent it. I can't think of a way to stop it. I'm out of ideas.
Mike, it's to me, it really at this point, it's a matter of self-defense. It's like, you know, do we put this rabid dog asleep, or do we let it kill us and our kids?
I see your argument. I see your argument.
Well, that's it for me. I want everybody out there to think about that, and that's it for me. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with two more phone calls after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.